Ladies by Taran Alley, with Barbara Dixon as Bev and Bridget Forsyth as Mrs. Ollerenshaw. Episode 5, Taking the Bull by the Horns.
It's 8 o'clock, and here are the headlines this Saturday morning.
Severe weather has been causing stupid thing.
In Scotland,
video, not funny, video. Oh, that's better. Waking the whole street up. Now then. Insert corporate video film of Old Dale School with Cynthia Ollerenshaw in the starring role. Relax into drill on sofa with cup of Earl Grey tea. And press play.
Old Dale School. The generation, a credit to the community.
Oh, yes. A very dignified start.
Set as it is in majestic grounds on the outskirts of Old Dale.
I must say, I can be quite the stateswoman when I try.
A school with big plans for the future.
Hang on, Cynthia.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Beth? Bev, you awake yet?
Yeah, you're all right, Joe. Come in.
Did you sleep all right on that couch?
Like a log. I tell you, I should eat blokes more often. It's better than sleeping pills.
Yeah, you don't think he's still laid out on kitchen floor, do you? Stone cold.
Him? Takes more to kill a mule than a whack across the eyebrows with a frying pan, you know.
No regrets, then.
Just one that I didn't do it years ago.
Good for you, love. Look, I'm sorry to rush you, but the girls will all be here soon for our business meeting and...
Don't worry. I'll be as fresh as a daisy in just a tick.
Okie dokie.
Are Kevin and Shelley up yet?
No, not yet. I was going to give them a knock.
Oh, ta. Listen, Joe. Thanks for letting us stay. You've saved our bacon.
I'm just glad I could help, Bev. You stay as long as you like.
Who's in the kitchen? Hey. Did you cup off last night? A birthday tree?
No. Funny, isn't it? You do something you should have done years ago. And it forces me to and all. Come on. If you're going to be staying here a while, there's someone you'll need to meet.
Oh, yeah.
Bev. Meet Shirley. My girlfriend.
Well, I'm sorry, Cynthia, but I told you I'm not a professional filmmaker.
The matter is closed, Bob. I should have gone to the professionals first. And I'm not about to make the same mistake over the catering contract. Here we are. Do have a seat, Bob.
Sir, I hope this isn't going to take long, Cynthia. Dragging me into school on a Saturday.
Well, if you drummed up a little more interest from your business pals, we might not be here, staring disaster in the face.
Disaster's putting it a bit strong, Cynthia. They may only be your dinner ladies, but you never know. They might do a half-decent job of it.
Half-decent job? I am turning this school into a centre of excellence, Bob.
Mm.
So if I'd wanted an half-decent job doing it, I'd have got me Auntie Nellie in to make her some butties.
Mm.
Now, did you bring your address book?
Yeah.
So, to whom would it be worth offering our unique opportunity?
Well, there's Sid Crabstone, I suppose.
And what line of business is Mr. Crabstone in?
He's got a pie factory.
I see. Anyone else?
Humphrey Northmore might be worth a call.
And what might Mr. Northmore's speciality be? Tripe and black pudding?
We don't have to ring him. Of course. George Thorpley runs a wedding catering business. You know, all marquees and petit fours.
Sounds rather grand.
He is.
Well, give him a ring. Let him know what he's nearly missing out on.
What are you doing in on a Saturday? I didn't see your car.
No, I parked it in the playground, Stanley, not to attract attention.
Well, I wish you'd have told me you were coming in this morning. I don't like people creeping round my school without me knowing.
as important as a caretaker is, Mr. Nelson, I think you'll find this is my school.
Not at weekends, it isn't. I'm in charge of premises from Friday night to Monday morning. So I'd be obliged if you could finish your business by 3:30. It's my day off and all, you know.
And what are you smiling at, Robert Rennie? Get dialing.
And you know something else? When you're battering blokes with heavy pans, it don't have to give you a buzz. I should have done the same to my first husband, instead of putting up with it for years.
I'm very impressed, Bev. Well, I blame the women. They pick an husband just because he's got blue eyes or a nice bum, not because he's a decent bloke. So what do you expect?
No, come on, no.
Bev, why did you choose Gary? Eyes or bum?
Bum. Anyway, judging by your birthday flowers, you've already got a gentleman caller, Joe. Who's the lucky man?
Don't be so nosy. Anyway, Deepak, you're very quiet. What do you reckon?
I don't know. I'm not married. But we really must get back to our business meeting.
Yes.
So, it seems we're agreed then. We will no longer run a cafeteria system. And our bid for the catering contract is to be based on 3 set meals a day, one of which is vegetarian.
Yeah, that's right.
Chips would only be served twice a week. We would design the menus with a staff and pupil catering committee, and all the kitchen staff will keep their jobs with slightly increased rates of pay and no reduction in hours.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, we'll have to keep some cakes on the menu. Oh, what's Indrani going to eat every day?
Thank you.
I wonder if we're taking too big a risk, making such dramatic changes. We might stand a better chance of winning by staying near to the present system.
Deepak! About doing any old thing just to get the contract, you know.
Yeah, if we run this kitchen, it's going to provide decent meals for them kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them lads are having just chips and chocolate every day and they don't have any fruit or veg.
If it's on the plate, they'll have to eat it or go hungry.
I think it's a really sensible approach, bound to impress a lot of the governors.
But do you really think it would pay?
Oh, for sure. Much less waste and preparation with just 3 set meals.
Crikey! If we didn't have to mess around with all them snacks and cakes and stuff, we'd have loads of time.
Okay, but if we're going to win with such a radical proposal, we need to get tough. We must find out what the other companies are bidding.
How are we going to do that?
You've got to take the bull by the horns, or you'll never succeed in business. Go and charm a few of their managers. None of you are lost for words. See what you can find out.
Listen, compared to what I did last night, this is child's play. Charm a few details out of some drunken businessmen. Come on, girls, where's your fighting spirit?
Well, we know that penny-pinching slime ball Simpkins is bidding. I suppose I could stomach going for a drink with him.
Great. Thanks, Ellie. Anyone else?
Well, Cranford's a bidding and all. He were in with Mrs. O the other day, eyes all over me. I'm sure he'd come for a drink.
Good for you, Joe.
But we need to know who else is bidding.
I've got an idea how to find out. Sophie, are you feeling brave enough to join me?
Oh, doing what? I think Bev's proved you're perfectly safe with her, wherever she's taking you.
All right, then.
Grand.
And what if there's some women bidding?
Yes, Deepak.
I don't mind fishing for details. As one managing director to another.
What did you just call yourself?
Managing director. It's me who'll be calling the shots and making this whole thing pay.
Sheila's kitchen is a group thing. No way is there a managing director.
Especially not some bloke who thinks he's better than all of us just because he's got a posh suit and shaves every morning.
You can't run this thing without me. A bunch of dinner ladies on their own. You won't be taken seriously.
Deepak! How dare you!
So, my MBA counts for nothing in your eyes, does it?
What?
I think you better leave, Deepak. There's no place for you in Sheila's kitchen.
Yes,
she's right.
Go.
Go on. Go.
Indrani?
You heard my colleagues.
You're all making a big mistake.
Yeah. Well, I'm good at making mistakes. Been making them all my life. But last night I found out how to put them right. Now, are you going or do I have to borrow Joe's frying pan?
I know it's a bit down market from your usual line, George.
Down market?
But it'd pay. You've got a guaranteed captive market here. Where else can they go?
And free publicity for his company.
I just didn't want you to miss out on a golden opportunity. Well, it's your loss. What? No, I'm not coming to the lodge tonight. Too busy. Cheerio. Flippin' cheek.
And what lodge might that be, Bob?
Golf. The golf lodge.
Golf? At night time? I think not. It's one of those mason thingies, isn't it, Bob?
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, no. I think it's fabulous. Now, tell me, who's the... Oh, what do you call them? The Grand Master. He might be interested.
He wouldn't.
What does he do?
He owns a chain of hotels.
How perfect.
He won't be interested in our little kitchen.
Ring him, Bob. Ring him.
Oh. Well, please, keep quiet, Cynthia. I should only call him when I'm on my own. Good morning, Great Bearskin. This is Chipmunk. No, I've not forgotten. Sanchum panchum poplim do. Apologies for disturbing you on a Saturday, Great Bearskin. But I have a business proposition for you. The catering contract for Old Dale School. There are only a few days left to make an offer. This afternoon would be ideal. 3 o'clock it is. And I shall bring the headmistress, Mrs. Ollerenshaw. I salute you.
Oh, how exciting. Well done, Bob. I'll get my smart blazer. Kept in school for just such VIP emergencies.
Oh, crikey.
I went in for a wide screen test after that cable channel live TV started. Have you seen it?
No, Nigel, we don't have cable at all.
Oh, it's great. They've got this bloke on the news, right? Dressed as a rabbit. It's right funny. And they have topless darts and all. Looks brilliant on this screen.
I can imagine.
Oh, it's not on at the moment.
That's a shame.
Did you spot me fountain in the corner there?
Yeah. All those different coloured lights. Very pretty.
I don't have to get up to switch it on or off, neither. It's on a remote and all.
Oh, that's handy.
Now, which one were it?
Well, anyway, as I was saying, Nigel, we've decided not to bid for the kitchen contract.
You're going to leave it to the experts, are you?
Well, you're obviously doing very well. With your old folks' canteen and all.
Making a flipping fortune, I'd say. Ah, I think this is it. No, this one's for the curtains.
And I was wondering, seeing as you're the hot favourite, what's the chances of us being kept on by Simpkins Catering if you win?
Pretty good, I'd say. For most of you. As long as you don't mind a bit less money and a few more hours.
You what?
Ah, here it is. There. Fabulous, isn't it?
Mmm, very tropical. So, you think you could make a school canteen pay, do you?
No sweat. Kids will buy out as long as it's fried or got loads of sugar in it. So I won't need to chuck out away. It either lasts for ages or just sits in freezer till we need it. I'll make a mint and cost the school next to nothing. No one will undercut me.
I see.
Here, listen to this. It's a musical fountain and all. Terrific, eh? Now then, do you fancy having a spot of dinner here? There were loads left over this lunchtime.
Oh, really, Bob? Couldn't we have met him somewhere a little more exclusive? I've already had mustard from a hot dog rubbed on my blazer. Where is he, anyway? It's nearly the interval.
Here he comes. Now, remember, Cynthia, you've no idea about our lodge or I'm put hydrant. Okay?
Don't worry, Bob. Your secret's safe with me. Chipmunk.
Cynthia!
All right, Bob?
Roger! Nice to see you.
What's the score? We won't kneel down.
Shopping, Nora.
Come on, City!
I've got us some hot dogs.
Oh, tar. Roger, this is Cynthia.
Cynthia Earnshaw, Mrs. Head teacher of Old Dale School. I'm delighted to meet you, Mr.
Just call me Roger, and here's your hot dog.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm enjoying the match, then.
Oh, yes, it's a thrilling spectacle.
Now then, Bob, what's this business proposition?
Well, the catering contract's up for grabs at Old Dale School, and we were wondering if your hotel group might be interested in bidding for it.
Depends. What's in it for us?
Being part of an innovative, high-profile initiative, for one.
Come on, Hartley! Take the flaming thing!
You what?
He means 40% return, minimum, on capital. Probably a lot more.
Not bad. When's the deadline?
Friday.
Bloody hell. Well, I'll see what I can do for you. But only because you're a City fan, we got to stick together. Isn't that right, Sin?
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Bob, give me a copy of the tender document for Monday, will you?
No problem.
Hey, eat up, Sin. Your hot dog's getting cold.
Oh, so it is. Mmm. Oh, my, they're filling.
Go on, Robinson, all the way, son! Amy, now. So, what do you think of our latest signing, then, Sin?
I'm sorry?
Worth all that money?
Oh, well, if he scored a few more goals, he might be.
Yeah, that would be amazing for the new goalkeeper.
Oh, crikey! What's she saying?
It's Saturday. She'll be down poodle parlour having her nails clipped. Anyway, the car's not here. See? No one.
Here goes. I'll wait out here, then.
You will not, Sophie Smith. Get in here.
Bev? I saw her perfume. She's been here.
The whole school stinks of it. Now, I'll take the filing cabinet. You go through her desk. Anything to do with the catering contract, give us a shout.
Okay.
Oh, look. Sport tights. And these drawers full of makeup. Where's all the paperwork?
Oh, I think this is them, Ben.
Let's see. Sophie, you marvel. Now, what have we... Hey, our luck's in. There's only 4 bids.
Oh, my gosh.
Leave this to me, Sophie.
Well, if it ain't Cadney and Lacey.
Sure.
Talk about being caught red-handed.
Get in and shut the door, will you? What are you doing here?
Your Gary came round, asking if I'd seen you. Which I hadn't.
You're still alive, then?
Yeah. Said he'd fallen downstairs.
Shh, someone hear us.
Is that City match this afternoon? So let's get round your place sharpish before he gets back and have some of your things.
Yeah. Great, thanks, Joe. Here. All the bids are here. There's Simpkins.
Oh, Sally will kill us. She'll have charmed the slime ball for nothing.
Come on, let's get this lot photocopied.
I thought I saw someone in here.
Stanley.
What's going on? Not that I need 2 guesses.
We were just on our way to the photocopier, Stan.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not that switch is obvious, anyway.
Morning, ladies. Hi, Indrani. You're just in time for a spot of lunch.
Great treacle sponge and custard for me, please.
Oh, still on the diet, then?
How did you guess?
Coming right up.
So, what do you reckon to the competition, then?
Well, I can't imagine why they should have sent me copies of their bids. But I've read all 4 of them, and even though they're all established companies, I think we're in with a real good chance.
Yeah,
we're not the cheapest bid.
Oh, that'll be penny pinching, Simpkins.
How did you guess? But we're not the most expensive either. And what sets us apart is that all the others are offering a cafeteria system,
We're the only ones offering healthy set meals and really involving the pupils.
Here's your low-calorie lunch.
Thanks, Joe.
How's Deepak?
He's gone off to lick his wounds. I wouldn't worry. About time he got taken down a peg or two.
Yeah.
So, in the next couple of days, the only thing left is to try and win round some of the governors.
Well, I don't mind having a chat with Bob Rennie, the chairman. He's in for lunch again tomorrow. I'm sure I could get him to vote for us.
Anyone else?
Sorry to disturb you, ladies.
Hiya, Mr. Wright.
Hello there. I'm afraid Daniel needs something sugary again. He's messed up on his insulin, I reckon. Any chance of something sweet?
Okay, he twisted me arm. I'm all yours. I'll get you a jam donut. How's that?
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Here's our chance, girls. Now we've got Mr. Wright on his own.
Right. Your wife's one of school governors, isn't she?
Yes.
Well, we was wondering,
can we count on her support for the catering contract?
My word, not only budding entrepreneurs, but budding lobbyists as well.
You what?
My wife and I are both very keen to see the school's catering in the hands of local people who put the kids first. A lot of the governors are. So, yes, you can count on her support on Friday.
Great!
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
In that case, here's your donut. Hello?
Oh, hello, love.
Yeah, hang on. Babe, it's for you.
It's Carol.
Who?
Sheila's daughter.
All right.
Hiya, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine, Babe. I will ring in to wish you luck for Friday. How's Sheila's kitchen shaping up?
Really well. Our business manager reckons we've got a really good chance.
Oh, that's smashing, Bev. Oh, my man be so proud of you all.
I know.
Listen, I heard about what you've been going through lately, and after all you did for me mum and all, I was thinking, why don't you and your kids live in me mum's house until we sell it?
Well, that's really nice of you, Carol, but I'm not sure I could afford it just now.
What's to afford? You think I was going to charge you? After all you did for me mum?
Well,
no way. And keeping the house warm and looked after will make it much nicer for buyers to look at anyway. You'd be doing me a favour. What do you say?
Oh, thanks, Carol. It'd make the world a difference for me and my kids. I don't think I've ever done something like this, you know, take control of my own life, my own future. It's just exciting, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Are you sure Mrs. Olerenshaw won't be in her office? We need to speak to Mr. Rennie on his own.
She only teaches one lesson a week, and it's now.
Good.
But this ain't so good.
Hiya, Bev.
Hello, Gary.
Would you like me to go, Bev?
No. You stay where you are, Indrani. What do you want, Gary?
I didn't know where you'd gone. This is the only place I thought I'd find you.
And?
When you're coming back.
I'm not. It's better this way, Gary. For both of us. Listen, we've got to go. We've got a hand in our harebrained scheme, haven't we, Indrani?
Our bid, yes.
Excuse me, please. Thank you.
Yeah, you know who that was?
No.
Roger Polgate.
Who?
He's one of the big nubs at City Football Club. In the programmes all the time. Owns Old Dale Hotels.
Does he now? I didn't know they were bidding.
Saw him at match on Saturday with Old Iron Mighty.
Who? Mrs. Olerenshaw.
Right friendly, the pair of them.
Oh, were they?
Thanks, Gary. Listen, we gotta go.
Well, good luck.
And so, we'd like to hand in our bid for the catering contract to you personally.
Thank you very much.
So, was that one of our competitors we bumped into on our way in just now?
What? Who? There's been that many people in and out this morning. And you'll no doubt be pleased to hear that now you won't be able to cater for our governor's meeting tomorrow.
No.
We can't have one of our bidders trying to gain an unfair advantage by laying on a reek good spread, can we?
No. I suppose not. Hey, we were wondering, Bob, seeing as ours is very much a bid for the kids,
trying to do our best for him, not just out to make money like some might be. Can we count on your support tomorrow?
You're turning out to be quite a shrewd businesswoman, Beverly. I'm impressed. Look, all I can say is that nothing would please me more than if you ladies won it. I'd let my kids eat your school dinners any time. And that's not something I'd say about some of the other bidders.
Come on, girls. Get your 2p's down. There's big money riding on this game.
You sure you don't want to play in drama?
Yes. I've just sold you all up. You're all too fast for me.
Oh, years of practice.
I hope they're not much longer. Tell you what, if we don't win, I reckon we should all leave, sudden-like. Leave old posh drawers and write dodo.
Well, I'm not sure I want us to win. We might have to come round each week if we don't get things right.
And when we do get things right, we'll be taking on double.
Oh. Well, I don't know about double.
We won't win.
Not with that attitude, we won't. But who else is going to give them kids on cooking?
Well, I reckon we'll walk it. I'm planning how to spend my pay rise already.
Hey, it's finished.
Look, there's Mrs. Wright out in car park.
Crikey.
Indrani, let's go and find out.
She won't be allowed to tell you, will she?
You forget, Sally Kumar. I'm unstoppable these days.
Mrs. Wright.
Oh, hello. I can't imagine what you want to speak to me about.
Sorry. Yeah, we all waited behind. Didn't sleep tonight without knowing what was decided.
Are you able to tell us?
Officially, no. You're supposed to wait until the chairman calls you later today.
Yeah?
You didn't win, I'm afraid.
Oh. Right.
But you didn't lose either.
Pardon?
You and the Old Dale Hotel Group were voted equal first.
Blimey.
The board split down the middle and no one's budging. You and your rivals are to be interviewed by the board on Monday. And I'd better warn you, a certain someone is very hostile to your bid. It's not going to be pretty.
Dinner Ladies was written by Taran Alley and the script editor was Wendy Lee. Barbara Dixon played Bev. Jean Haywood, Sally. Bridget Forsyth, Mrs. Ollerinshaw. Kay Ragg, Joe. Debbie Chazen, Sophie. Jack Smethurst, Bob. Tim Dante, Gary. Bill Dean, Stan. Andrew Wincott was Roger and Nigel Simpkins. Vinnie Dillon, Indrani. Amar Singh Kalarai, Deepak. The script consultant was Anne Edivine. Studio engineer, Dave Peacock. And the director was Taran Alley. Dinner Ladies is a Bona Latti production for BBC Radio 4.